Shane Vaughn, the first-year head wrestling coach for the Kemper Knights, joining us here as we take a look back at the 2019 and 2020 season. Knights go 13-11 in a dual meets on the year. And, Coach, I appreciate you joining us here today.
Yep, glad to be here.
Shane, your first year, how did you feel like things went, and how long did it take, I think, for you to feel like you were kind of comfortable with everything that a head coach has to do?
I felt like the season went pretty well. Obviously, 13-11 is not a bad dual record, but we definitely have plenty of room to improve. As far as getting comfortable doing stuff head coach does, there's kind of new learning experiences every stop along the way there. First, I came in, I was pretty comfortable running practices right away, but then there was, being comfortable the week of a dual meet, and that took a little bit just because there's always going to be that nerve and that, anxiousness heading into that, and then, the nerves of a tournament, and then of sectionals, conference, district, state, all that stuff. But I feel like by the end of the year, it was pretty, I guess I don't know if there's any one moment that I realized, hey, I'm doing this, but just over time, I kind of figured out that I could do this, and definitely had a lot of people around me supporting me and helping me along the way, so that was a huge plus. Made my job a lot easier when you have the kind of support from, the school and parents and the kids on your team. So that definitely made my job a lot easier and made it look like I was, more on top of things than I was at certain times. So that was helpful.
Coach, now that you've had that first year through the schedule, how much do you think that'll help you in the future?
Oh, I'm just ready to get started again. It just ended. So I definitely appreciate the extra time that I have now, but I'm already looking forward to next year and excited with what we've got coming back. And, we got some seniors that we're definitely going to miss, but very excited for next season and taking this experience into it. Felt like we had a pretty good season and was kind of, to some degree, making a few things up as I went along. And now that I've been through it once, that experience is definitely going to come into play next year.
Coach, you mentioned you got some good guys coming back. 17 freshmen and sophomores is what I count on the roster, so a really big group of young guys.
Yeah. That's the first step to building a program is getting in with the younger grades and figuring out how you're going to keep them around and, building up that youth program. And it's always tough to convince someone in their last year of high school to give a sport that they've never tried before that, first shot, because the logic is, oh, I'm a senior, why would I start now? But I think we got a lot of people that we did have a couple seniors try it this year, but we have a lot of freshmen and sophomores that gave it a shot that are going to be sticking with it throughout high school. And that's, it's awesome because they saw a lot of progress in year one. And some of them you wouldn't be able to tell are first-year wrestlers when you look at them. But they're definitely going to be contributing factors in our lineup down the road.
Shane, there's so many different parts of a wrestling season. We mentioned the dual record at 13-11, but you have weekend tournaments that are dual tournaments. You have weekend tournaments that are traditional individual tournaments. What do you feel like felt better or worked better for the lineup you guys had this year, especially with those weekend tournaments? Was it the dual ones, or did you feel more comfortable about the individual tournaments?
There's pros and cons to both of it. The duels, I love duels. I've always loved duels. They're a great environment for, team bonding. And, when you're wrestling, you've got all your buddies right there at the edge of the mat cheering you on, supporting you every step of the way, and that feels awesome. That's a great experience for some of our guys. And then it's also nice when you see, some of our more experienced and guys that have a little bit better records that have the ability to make a run deep into a tournament. That's always good because it allows them to get better competition as the day wears on. And, sometimes it's tough. Just in a dual meet, you go make weight, you might pick up 2 forfeits, whereas you go to a tournament, you're going to wrestle first round, quarters, semis, finals, all that.
Do you feel like
it's good for, guys to get that late round experience.
Did you feel like everybody was prepared the way they needed to be when sectionals and districts rolled around?
Yeah, I think so. We had a pretty good sectional tournament. Obviously, again, we got 3 guys through to districts and 2 on to state, so improvement over the previous year, but definitely have other guys that are more than capable of getting on next year, I believe. I felt like we were doing our best wrestling at the end of the year. Al Lander's a kid that qualified for districts but didn't quite make state, but I still feel like one of his best matches of the year was his district loss. And it's tough to say that your best rep match all year was lost, but it's true. That's, you know, it's the smartest you wrestled all year, and it's the best, like the most composed and put together I've ever seen him on the mat, and that was awesome. And even though it kind of closed out his season, it leaves us off on a good foot to start next year.
Coach, you mentioned two guys, though, getting through. Ben Schmitz, one of those, Shea Parkus, the other. Ben had an incredible senior season. There was just so much pressure on him coming into the year and such high expectations, but I think he handled all that pretty well.
Yeah, he did handle it well. And, you know, I kind of tried to remind him as much as I could that there really was no pressure on him. You know, he got third and stayed as a sophomore and was the team leader, and everyone knew that, and everyone knew he was a stud. But at the same time, he was coming back from, you know, the year before we hadn't qualified. So it's easy to say, hey, there's no pressure. You know, you're not a returner at the moment. Like, there's no pressure on you. You just got to go out and, you know, one match at a time. How we kind of looked at it all season.
Shea Parkus, a young guy that makes it down there. The future looks good for this young guy. I thought he had a tremendous year.
Yeah, Shea had a fantastic year. He's a very hard worker, and I'm very excited about the fact that he's only a sophomore. I got, you know, two more years of that kid, and he's super dangerous. He's definitely a threat to finish high on the podium next year and the year after, and I think he's going to keep putting the work until he gets there. He's definitely not thrilled about the way his year ended, but at the same time, he had a good run. You know, he had a great sectional tournament. He had a great conference tournament. He is doing all the little things right to make sure that this year wasn't a fluke and that next year he's going to come back and be even better than the year before. And that's exciting when you can look at a kid who's 41-6 and say that you're going to be better next year.
Coach, you mentioned Cal Waniger here a moment ago, another sophomore for you. Had an outstanding year, like you said. Districts was wrestling his best late in the season, but this kid's going to put in a lot of work. Hard-working kid, good kid. I think the future for him, like Shea, really, really bright.
Yeah, Cal, again, another sophomore. He's one that it's easy to forget that he's a sophomore when you look at him. He's a big, strong kid, you know, physical, just imposing athlete. And the fact that he's only 15 is crazy. You know, I wish I was built like that when I was 15.
Me too.
But he's been doing a lot of work, and he's going to keep putting in that work. And he was 35-11 this year, and he'll come back and be even better next year. And I think the biggest thing for him was late in the year he started to believe that he was as good as he was. And keeping that belief and that confidence moving forward is going to be huge for Cal, because, you know, when his head's on straight and he's believing, he's really hard to beat.
Riley Park is just a freshman. What's the future look like for this young guy? Pretty solid freshman season.
Yeah, he's going to spend some time in the offseason getting bigger. He's, you know, he's a little undersized here. I think the most he ever weighed in at for a tournament was like 100. So he, not the smallest 106 in the state by far, but definitely not the biggest. So to be undersized and still throw together a 28-13 varsity record is awesome. And you get down to the districts and you look at it and realize that the two kids coming out of the other sectional at 106, Riley had pinned both of them. So he got stuck in a tough sectional and placed fifth there. But, you know, a lot of other sectionals he could have gotten on the districts. And depending on the district, maybe he gets out, maybe he doesn't. But he's a very good wrestler, very hard worker, and, you know, incredibly excited to have him for another three seasons beyond this one.
Coach, we stay with the lighter weight guys. Connor Reich's one of those seniors for you.
Yeah. Connor is a kid that grew up wrestling and took some time off the sport and came back to us in his senior year, and I'm really glad he did. I know it was a lot of fun having him on the team. I think he had a lot of fun being on the team and didn't quite get down to state, but still had a heck of a year for a kid that hadn't wrestled in several years. So it was a good, you know, good run with him, and definitely enjoyed having him around.
Let's talk a little Max Myers for you, too. Junior saw the mat some for you. It seemed like he got better as the year went on.
Yeah, so Max, again, just, you know, very talented individual, very good athlete, a little raw to wrestling, but he was figuring some stuff out and hanging right there with good kids. Actually, late in the year, kind of decided that wrestling wasn't for him and had other interests he wanted to pursue, but he's a great kid that's going to go far with whatever he puts his effort into. So I'm excited to see where he turns out in a couple of years here.
Hayden Stout, nice year for him. just a sophomore, another one of those guys I could see taking a couple of big steps forward?
Yeah. I think with Hayden going, he had 21 wins in the year, so that's not bad for a sophomore. He hung right there with a lot of tough kids. That Clarinda kid, I think his name's Downey, Cale Downey. Hayden lost to him four or five times this year, but all of them were really tight matches. And, you know, a couple of them I walked away frustrated because I felt like Hayden was a better wrestler. And that kid qualified for state. So he knows he's right there with a lot of these kids. He knows he can hang with some of the better kids at the weight. So for him, it's going to be a matter of confidence and opening up and believing in himself. And we're going to spend some time working on that in the off season and making sure he's, you know, fully locked in and ready to go next year.
Coach, a lot of guys kind of in that 152 weight class for you that saw the mat at different times throughout the year and moved around when needed. Colin Wiederin, one of those guys, another one of your seniors.
Yeah, Colin's a great kid, and I absolutely loved having him on the team this year. He's one of those guys that just having him around kind of helped keep the mood light. You know, he did a lot of good things for us on the mat, but also was a great guy to have in the room. He led by example for sure and definitely wasn't afraid to step up and speak his mind when need be. But at the end of the day, he was just a good all-around leader, good wrestler, good person to have. So definitely going to miss him next year. He's just kind of his attitude and his style is tough to replace, but I'm absolutely going to miss him on the mat as well. He's a real dangerous wrestler. You know, he's the kid that you can't blink during his matches because – no matter what the score is, someone might go flying at any point. And it's a lot of fun. Very stressful to coach, actually. Probably good for my heart and my, you know, keep my hair from turning gray to not have him around. But it's going to be a kid that I miss for sure.
Coach, let's stay at that 152-pound area. Landon Renzi didn't get a ton of matches in, but he looked good when he was out there.
Yeah, Landon's a very talented athlete, very talented wrestler. We just got to keep him focused and, you know, keep him moving forward. And another one that we just got to get to believe he's as good as he is. You know, if he believes in himself and he knows how good he can be, at least I think he does. But if he fully believes in how good he can be, the sky's the limit for that kid.
And Caleb Rodert, another one of those guys that saw the mat some for you in that kind of that 152, 160-pound area?
Yep. Caleb had a lot of he had a rough start to the year. It took him a little bit to get his first win, but once he did, he got a little more confident, and once he started rolling forward, he figured out kind of his niche in wrestling and, like, where he wanted to be and what positions he should avoid and what ones he should work towards. So I'm excited that, you know, he got that progress and that development, and hopefully we see him on the mat this summer, and then working into the next year, he'll step up and be one of our senior leaders.
Another sophomore. What stood out for you with Braden Reisberg and how the season he had?
So I'm going to lump our next two guys together because they're very similar in my mind. Braden Reisberg and Jagger Lucci.
Yep.
Both kids have some of the biggest hearts I've ever met in my life. I mean, both just fighters. They're going to go out and battle no matter what. And that's awesome. You know, to some degree, you can't really coach that. You can, you know, show a kid all the wrestling you want, but if he's not a fighter, he's not going to be a fighter. And Braden and Jagger just go out and fight their butt off no matter what the situation, no matter what the score, no matter who they're wrestling. And so that kind of attitude and work ethic is awesome. I love having it. It's contagious in the room. So they're both guys that I think could take some major strides forward just due to their work ethic.
And Alex Grody, Coach, kind of wrapping up some of those seniors for you, wrestled at that heavyweight class for you.
Yeah. Grody's another kid that's good to have around. He, excuse me. He keeps things lighthearted. You know, he got a good sense of humor, and it's, you know, he's been a part of this program for 4 years, and it's always sad when you see a senior go, but he's moving on to college and going to go do good things with his life.
And, Coach, a lot of guys that we've got left that kind of saw the mat a few times and a lot of young guys, so I'm going to kind of combine a few of them for you and let you talk about them as a group, individuals in a group. But Carter Wieland, Nolan Simons, and Max Erlmeyer.
So Carter Wieland is a first-year wrestler, and he's one of the ones that you'd never tell from looking at him. I got to find his record here, but he ended up only 3-5 on the year, so not the most matches ever. But to get 3 wins out of 8 matches in your first year as a wrestler is pretty impressive in the state of Iowa. He picked stuff up quickly. He was always willing to do stuff for us and, you know, for the betterment of the team. He had a little injury struggles late in the year, but even there, when he's out, he's looking for ways to help people. You know, he's on the side asking our guys, if you're still wrestling, what you can do to help them get better. So he has a great attitude. He's a good athlete, and he's a kid that I expect to make a lot of progress between now and his senior year. And then, sorry, what were the other names you asked about right there?
Nolan Simons and Max Earlmeyer.
Nolan and Max both work very hard as well. This freshman class as a whole is great. A lot of hard workers in it. So that's a trend that I'd love to see continue with this next group, and I think it will. We have a great eighth grade class coming up. But Nolan and Max just both love competing, love getting better. You know, they're multi-sport athletes, so they're going to continue to develop year-round, and they're going to keep getting better for us.
Coach, a few other guys, Jacob Bloom, I hope I say this young guy's name right, Emiliano Nava and Will Healy also.
Yeah, so Emiliano was tried wrestling. It was his first year. Got a new appreciation for sport, but won't be coming back to us, he pointed out. So that's all right. It's just good to see kids give it a try. Will Healy and Jacob Bloom, again, two more hard workers, kids that have bright futures ahead of them if they keep the work ethic up and keep focused and are going to continue doing good things on and off the mat. So they're both guys that are good to have around just because they're going to do whatever you ask them. They're very coachable kids, and that's something that's really, you know, great to have in a room is coachability.
Will Pugh, Mason Roy, and Kyler Aishai, two of those guys, two more of that big freshman group.
Yeah, like you said, got a huge freshman class, and they're a very cohesive unit, and the great part about that is they do the right things. You know, all these kids, you know, Kyler, Mason, Will, or Will's a junior, but he falls in this category as well. They work hard. They do what you ask of them, and they work hard, and they're going to keep improving at a high rate and keep getting better and better. And I'm really excited about the future that these kids have both on and off the mat, because they're going to, if they keep up their attitude and their work ethic, they're going to go far.
And Connor Hayes, just a freshman at 195. I imagine that's a really difficult weight class for a freshman to just step into.
That's a really difficult weight class for a freshman to step into. And it's even more difficult when you've never wrestled a day in your life before this year. And so Connor was a first-year wrestler. He found himself in a varsity role at 195. And, you know, he is by far one of my favorite kids. You know, I love our whole team. But Connor is just one of the most hardworking, well-mannered individuals I've ever seen in my life, especially how young he is. You know, you wouldn't know he's a freshman from talking to him. Very mature, very, very good kid. He got a lot better. He also had an injury bug bite him kind of late in the year, but he's going to keep working hard, and he's a big football player, so he's already kind of transitioning, and he's running track right now for Kemper, so he's working on his athleticism year-round, and just knowing him, I guarantee you he's going to be at some summer wrestling workouts and continuing to perfect his craft in that way, so he's got another bright future on the mat and on the football field and on the track, and he's going to be, you know, a multi-sport stud for Kemper down the road, and that's awesome to have.
And, Coach, two more sophomores kind of wrapping up what I have on the roster. If I miss somebody, please add them in. But Logan Knepper and Trent Aishide.
So Logan Knepper's actually a freshman, and Trent's a sophomore. But they both are, you know, Knepper's been wrestling for a long time, Trent's in his first year. But they're right in that group where it's like Logan, Trent, Carter, they all kind of wrestle around with Riley and Ben, and that's been helpful because we have a couple of really experienced guys and a couple of really new guys down at the lower weights, and they're helping each other out, and they're encouraging each other and helping to grow and develop as wrestlers, and it's awesome because it takes some of the pressure off of me when they can help each other out and, you know, make each other better wrestlers in that regard. But, you know, again, top to bottom, our whole team is just very good about having a positive attitude and working hard. So I feel like I'm kind of being a little bit repetitive here, but it's hard to diversify what you're saying when every kid's a hard worker and every kid is doing the right things, and it's really good to have in a program right now, and I'm very excited about the future.
Shane, you talk about that future and the youth. You mentioned kind of the summer workouts. What are some of the plans, and what are some of the things you want the guys to do to get better for next year during the off season?
Yeah, so one of the parents actually made a deal with me that if seven kids from Kemper go down to an off-season tournament at Buena Vista University in a few weeks, that I have to wrestle in it as well. And I agreed to that deal, and sure enough, seven kids signed up right away. So looks like I'm coming out of retirement for a weekend, for a tournament anyway. But there's this tournament over at BV that has an old-timers division, and, you know, it's a post-collegiate division. So I guess I'm signing up for that one, but it's something that I'm not too upset about because it means we have seven kids looking to wrestle in off-season tournaments already. And so we have a lot of kids that are just really excited about the sport. And, you know, they saw Ben and Shay go get that experience at the state tournament, and now they want a piece of that for themselves. So they're going to put the time and work in to find out how to make it happen for themselves this summer. So they're going to be in the weight room a lot. They're going to be at open mats. They're going to be finding weight, you know, different camps and clinics here and there to make themselves better wrestlers.
Well, Coach, I'm glad you rephrased that to post-college, because when you said old-timers, I'm like, man, you don't fit that. Because if I remember right, talking to you down at state wrestling tournament, you said a couple of times guys ask you what weight class you were in.
Yeah, that was kind of amusing at first, and then it got a little old. But I did get mistaken for a high school kid down at the state tournament. So, no, but this tournament, that you know, you always hear them called old-timers tournaments,
yep.
But
yep.
They just have a post-graduation division, and I'm making the joke that I'm coming out of retirement for it, but I guess my last college tournament was still less than a year ago, so I'm not too old yet, but
yeah.
You know, couldn't tell from the way I feel some days. So.
Well, I'm sure you enjoy getting down on the mats and wrestling with some of those guys in practice. Best of luck coming up there at BV, and I'm sure you'll get yourself ready to go for that matchup.
Absolutely.
Shane, appreciate you joining us here today. Enjoy the off season if you get a chance.
Yep, thank you very much.
You bet. Shane Vaughn, again, the head wrestling coach for the Kemper Knights, recapping the 2019-2020 season.